Well, tonight, as we transition into our time of meditation, we recognize that we've been hearing testimonies from people who have been touched by God in one way or another. And tonight's testimony speaker will be Denise Bozet. Denise is a longtime member and volunteer in this place. She's got her family here too. We see them around often, serving in various ways. Denise has served as a next-gen mentor, mentoring groups of young people, and is currently serving in the nursery, I believe, you mentioned. So you can find her there on a Sunday morning. She's served as a Summer Blast Bible Study leader, as a leader in the group Bible Study Fellowship. And so I invite us to give a warm welcome to Denise as she shares her story.
Thank you. I want to start by reading from Luke chapter 15, verse 20. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. So let me tell you about my dad. My dad grew up in rural Nebraska on a little town of about 170 people, so I'm talking little. He chose to become a meteorologist, which in layman's terms is a weatherman. So that meant my dad worked shift work. So sometimes home, sometimes not, worked holidays. It was a hard life. Being a meteorologist is what brought us to Missouri. And what I remember probably most about my dad is that he was gentle and he was kind. I didn't see him a lot, but when I did see him, he was just warm. My dad loved Jesus. I grew up in a house where both my mother and my father were passionate about Jesus and shared that with me. My dad was the one who, when he was home in the morning, would make me cream of wheat with lumps in it, just the way I liked it. And that was something special we shared. We also shared a sense of humor. I actually laughed at my dad's puns and dad jokes, and he would laugh with me, and he would patiently wait. I remember one night when I went into their room and was trying to read a joke out of the Reader's Digest, and I was laughing so hard I couldn't read it. And he waited, and he waited, and he laughed, even though he didn't even know what the joke was. So he enjoyed joy and laughter. And I remember my dad being the one who would come when I was angry and sulking, probably because I'd had a fight with my mother, who was a wonderful mom. But he would be the one that would tell me the way things should be, and he would reconcile my mother and I. I don't know what stories come to mind when you think of your dad. I know for many, they aren't pleasant, but I would ask you just to kind of set those aside. Think about what a good father is like, because for me, the image of God as my father is one that's become richer and richer for me as I have grown older and older. There are so many qualities represented by a good father, and these have become more meaningful to me as I've experienced them through the years of my life. I think God as Father became kind of on my radar when I was in college. I went to a retreat with a campus group I was involved in, and that was the theme of the retreat, was God as Father. And it really made me stop. I think for many of us, the word Father for God is kind of flat. It's like, yeah, we pray to our Father and our Father who art in heaven, but what does it really mean? And for me at that retreat, Father became somebody real, somebody tangible, somebody very personal. It brought a reality to God that I don't think I'd experienced up to that point. I realized that God just wasn't out there, but that we were family. He was that involved in my life and cared about me that much. And many of the things that I love about my earthly dad are true about my heavenly father, only better, perfect. God is kind and gentle. He is patient. He loves laughter and joy. God, my heavenly father, knows me better than anyone else and is there just like my earthly dad to encourage me, to teach me, to help me. I mean, God even says, I will hold your hand. In Isaiah 41:13, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand. That picture of God of the universe holding my hand like a child. I love that. So my experience with God as Father has continued to deepen. I have children of my own, and I also now have grandchildren. I've seen beautiful qualities of fatherhood in my husband and in my son-in-law. That sacrificial, I will do whatever it takes to benefit my child. That passion, that fierce love that protects at all costs. The tenderness, holding that little baby close. There's nothing like it. I'm reliving that with my grandchildren now. The joy in giving gifts and sharing beauty and life with your child. And I just marvel that God feels that way about me and you. That God is for us. So what does this have to do with Jesus? We're supposed to talk about what we impacted us about Jesus. What I realized is Jesus is the revealer of God as Father. He shows us God's heart in the flesh. His tenderness, his fierce love, his sacrifice, it's all there in the life and words of Jesus. He will do anything to take care of me. He wants me to have the best life, and he can be trusted even when I don't see why or how this is good. Jesus shows me that God is lavish and generous. I looked. Jesus calls people that he encounters son and daughter. He says the Father and I are one. Jesus is the one that says, call God Father. Pray that way. So what does this look like in my daily life if God is Father to me? If Jesus reveals him as Father, I realize that when I question, God, can I trust you? Are you still good? I can remember that Jesus made God plain because he told this parable about the lost son. The son who rejected his dad, humiliated his dad, walked away from his dad, but yet when he turned his face towards his dad ran towards him, filled with compassion, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. I actually got lost once when I was around 12 years old with my brother, and my brother will tell you it was my fault. We got lost in a state national park or a state park in a forest, and we were lost for hours. And the picture of my dad bursting through the trees and just swooping us into his arms instead of saying, what were you thinking? Just epitomizes that story to me. He said, I love you and I'll rescue you. So when I'm in doubt and I ask God, are you real? Do you really care? I remember that Jesus is proof of God's rescuing love. He was willing to go to the cross to show me how much he loved me. He suffered death and rose again, and I am secure in that. I'm assured I am loved. When I'm tired and overwhelmed and afraid, and I say, can I make it today? I remember Jesus said, don't worry, your Father knows what you need. He is generous, he's lavish in his love. And then I know, okay, there's enough. I have enough for me, and there's enough for everyone else in my life too. Just like with my real dad, when I'm stuck in anger or a critical spirit or comparisons or self-righteousness, I know that Jesus didn't leave people there. He poked them and he prodded them, just like my dad did to me, because he wants good for me. and when I'm confused or hurt and I hear about things like Nashville or any of the other things above, I literally stop and picture crawling into Jesus' lap, just like a child. Often I'm sitting at my kitchen table and I picture Jesus sitting across from me, and I picture crawling into his lap and I feel his arms around me. And sometimes I just sit there, and sometimes we talk. And his kindness and his gentleness and his fierce love just cover me. All the aspects of a perfect father make me feel secure. Which brings to mind one of my favorite verses, Isaiah 41:10. I first heard this verse on a little cassette tape of Jesus songs that my son had when he was small. It says, and hear this in a very tender voice, "So do not fear." Have you said that to your kids? I said it to mine and my grandkids. "For I am with you." I've said that too. "Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. You belong to me. We're family. I will not abandon you. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." There we are, holding hands again. Do you see, there is so much in this quality of Jesus revealing our Father. In fact, I was thinking on the way here, I think it summarizes all the talks that we've had for Lent before. It's that tangible presence that Kelly talked about. It's that trustworthiness, that security that Jesse talked about. It's the provision, the generosity that Julie talked about. It's the pursuing love that Trevor talked about. The God of the universe, revealed in Jesus Christ, is my dad. Where would I be if not for the Father's love?
Well, thanks so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Just to reflect for a few minutes, and I've heard this for the first time, same as you, so I appreciate you being willing to open up and share us a bit about you and your dad. And, you know, I think you kind of acknowledged people have a range of fathering or of relationship experiences with their father. And I was trying to think, you know, so for someone who has maybe difficulty connecting with, I mean, even myself, I have, you know, my dad, and then I have a stepdad as well. So I've been saying I have two dads since long before it was cool, you know. But had positive experiences there, but some don't. And so what would you say for people, you know, I think, who haven't had that positive experience, may have a hard time picturing what it's like. And I think maybe a key is, you kind of said it, is that Jesus shows us what a father is like. It reminds me of that scripture, right? You know, Jesus says, "From now on, those who have seen me, you have seen the Father," you know. And would you just talk about that for a minute?
I think you went where I would go with it. There isn't an earthly father that can fill that need or that character, but Jesus shows us what it should look like, even if we haven't experienced it. And showed us, like, in the flesh, 3D, so we didn't have to just imagine it, but actually came and lived it out.
Right, and I was trying to think, like, what are the ways in which he shows us what a good father is like? What are the attributes? And I think you highlighted some of those, right? He's fierce, and he's pursuing, and he's kind and corrective, and any you would add to that list, or is that mostly sum it up for you?
I think that probably sums up the ones that highlighted for me.
Yeah.
Did you think of any?
I mean, obviously, just that what we read in the Gospels, right? That he's sacrificial, and he, you know, there's that text in Matthew where it says we worry about things, and he's like, your heavenly Father knows what you need before you even ask for those things, and he gives good gifts to his children. And so I was thinking about that, and I'm like, yeah, Jesus really does model for us this heavenly Father. And I think regardless of what experiences we've had with earthly fathers, sometimes they can point us to Jesus and do it really well, as it seems like your dad did. but no matter what, to go, like, we've always had our earthly father, but we've always also had our heavenly father. You know, and I think that's a great comfort. Mm. Yeah. Anything else you would add or that you left on the table that you didn't share with us?
Oh, no, I think I talked long enough.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing your story and reminding us of the power of our Heavenly Father. So, and at this point, would you rise with us and sing with us, Run to the Father? Invite us into a time of prayer. I'll lift up some petitions on our behalf, and then you can respond together with this prompt will be on the screen. Lord, have mercy. We pray. God, we thank you